According to Stevens' Centennial History of Washington County, in February of 1816, the First Presbyterian Church of Washington County was built at the house of Alex McKinney Sr., 1 mile south of where Livonia is now situated. This church was organized by Reverend Samuel Shannon and originally consisted of 13 members. It was first called Bethel, but soon after took the present name Livonia, and erected a house of hewn logs, the first, probably, built after the town was laid out. In April of 1818, Reverend William M. Martin was installed pastor by the Presbytery of Louisville, which met there that year. He remained the pastor of the Livonia Presbyterian Church for 32 years, with the exception of about 6 years, when he spent it in Bloomington, Indiana, for his children's education. Although Reverend Martin made Livonia his home, he traveled extensively throughout the state to help lay the foundation of the Presbyterian Church in the Midwest. There was hardly a Presbyterian church in a dozen counties around Washington at which he did not at some point preach. And if a neighborhood wanted to organize a new church, Reverend Martin always had a hand in laying the foundation. He was delighted to preach in log cabins and was not a stickler for church rules in every instance, but instead focused on making plans for doing the greatest good, whether they accorded to Presbyterian doctrine or otherwise. He usually preached 3 sermons on Sunday, and on communion days he began the work with a sunrise prayer meeting. Martin believed that an education was necessary for Christians to understand and spread Scripture, so he established a school that saw great success, attracting many young men and women from Washington County as well as surrounding counties. The students called this school Log College, after the log structure in which it was based. This seminary was the second institution of its kind established in the entire state of Indiana. It continued under the management and tutelage of Reverend Martin for about 15 years, with Mrs. Martin assisting in the schoolroom, especially when church service called for Reverend Martin to be away. Unfortunately, Reverend Martin passed away in 1850. The Law College was originally built next to Livonia, but after years of being poorly cared for, it was eventually torn down. Reverend Samuel Shannon organized another Presbyterian church in Salem on August the 15th, 1817, with 28 members. The organization meeting was held in Washington County's courthouse for almost a year, until a permanent house of worship was built on the east side of High Street at what was then the extreme north end of town. Prior to May 18, 1821, this building was known as Union Church, but it was then changed to Salem Presbyterian Church. This building was a frame structure with south and west windows. The pulpit stood in the middle of the east side of the house, and from each door there was a broad aisle running toward the pulpit. The entire structure was designed to be plain in order to comply with Presbyterian belief. The entire cost of this building and its furnishings was about $5,000. Both original buildings can still be visited today.